Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a headline that feels like it was ripped straight out of a sci-fi novel.
Yeah.
Or maybe a wrestling pay-per-view event.
It really does.
It's teachers versus AI.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a cage match, doesn't it? You know, in this corner, you've got the weary human educator, maybe with a piece of chalk, a coffee stain on their shirt, looking tired but determined.
And in the other corner, this supercomputer with a blinking red eye, just flexing its algorithms, ready to take their job.
It is a terrifying image.
Yeah.
And it sells a lot, well, not newspapers anymore, but clicks.
It creates a lot of anxiety, honestly.
A ton. But as we dug into our source material for today, it's a really comprehensive blog post called Teachers versus AI, Why Human plus AI is the Best for Student Learning, which just dropped this February 2026. It became pretty clear that this whole versus framing is, well, it's just wrong. It's not a fight.
It's catchy clickbait, but you're right. It frames the situation as a zero-sum game. One wins, the other loses. But the reality we're seeing and what the source is arguing is that we need to move past this fear of replacement. The whole mission of this deep dive is to really understand what they're calling the teacher-first AI approach.
Exactly. We want to get to the bottom of how this actually works in a classroom. Because the narrative, it isn't about a robot taking over. It's about a partnership. But before we get to the, you know, the warm and fuzzy collaboration part, we have to look at the numbers. Because honestly, I was shocked by the scale of this industry.
It is massive. And it puts that versus narrative into perspective, right? The investment is already there. The source highlights that the global AI in education market is projected to grow from about $5.18 billion in 2024 to a staggering $112.3 billion by 2034.
Wait, let's just pause on that number.
Yeah.
From $5 billion to over $100 billion.
In a decade.
That's an exponential leap.
It's roughly a 20-fold increase. I mean, that's not just a trend. That is a complete industrial shift. It tells you the infrastructure of education is being rewired as we speak.
That is huge. So this isn't some experimental pilot program in a few tech-savvy schools in Silicon Valley. This is global.
Precisely. And it's not just money moving around in stock markets, it's actual usage on the ground. We aren't talking about something coming in the distant future. The source notes that as of right now, in 2026, 60% of teachers are currently using AI for routine tasks.
50%.
For grading, tracking progress, generating exercises, it's already woven into the fabric of the school day.
So the invasion, if you want to call it that, it's already here. If you have a kid in school right now, there's a better than average chance their teacher's using these tools.
Okay.
Okay, so let's unpack what the AI is actually doing. Because if 60% of teachers are on board, it must be doing something right. The source talks about the AI advantage, which I have to call it the superpower. Mm. And the big buzzword seems to be personalized learning paths.
This is where the technology does the heavy lifting that is just physically impossible for a human to do alone. And I mean that literally physically impossible. Think about a classroom of 30 students.
Okay, picturing it. High energy, lots of noise.
Right. And they're all at different levels. You've got five kids who are bored out of their minds because they got this concept last week. You have five kids who are completely lost, you know, terrified to raise their hands. And then everyone else is scattered somewhere in between.
And one teacher at the front trying to deliver one lecture that somehow fits all of them.
Exactly. A single teacher cannot create 30 distinct curriculums in real time. It's just a bandwidth problem, but AI can.
And the source gave a really specific example of this that I found fascinating. Squirrel AI.
Yes, Squirrel AI is a great case study mentioned in the text. They're currently serving over 24 million students. That scale alone is impressive.
24 million, that's the population of a medium-sized country.
It is. But the metric that really matters is the efficacy. They found that student question accuracy rates improved from 78% to 93% when using these personalized paths.
78 to 93%. Wow. I mean, that is the difference between a C+ and a solid A. That opens doors. That changes what colleges you can get into.
It really does. And it happens because the system identifies these little learning gaps immediately. It breaks down knowledge into what they call atomic points. So it doesn't just know you're bad at math. It knows you specifically struggle with, say, carrying the one in long division.
And so it's incredibly granular.
Extremely. It doesn't just keep throwing harder questions at a student they can't answer. It adjusts the difficulty to meet them where they are, filling in that foundation before it moves on. It's like a personal tutor that never, ever gets impatient.
But here's where I get a little skeptical. Mm. Is it just teaching them to pass the test? Is it just checking boxes? Because, you know, getting the right answer is one thing, but understanding the concept, that's another. I can memorize a formula without having a clue what it means.
That is a crucial distinction. And the source actually addresses this with another example, Carnegie Learning's Mathia platform. This system goes deeper. It doesn't just verify if the answer is correct. It analyzes how the student thinks through the problem.
How they think. So it's tracking their logic.
Exactly. It looks at the steps they took. It can spot where the logic broke down, and not just that the final number was wrong. Did you use the wrong formula? Did you make a simple calculation error? Did you just misunderstand the word problem? It offers insights into the actual cognitive process.
That is wild. That is data that would be nearly impossible for a human teacher to gather manually for every single student on every single problem. You'd have to be standing over their shoulder, watching the pencil move for every second of the class.
Right, and pointing it out instantly. Which brings us to another huge point the source makes, instant gratification, or maybe better put, instant feedback loops.
This one really resonates with me. Thinking back to school, if I messed up a math problem, I'd hand in the worksheet, wait 3 days, maybe a week, and get it back with a big red X on it. By then, I didn't even remember doing the problem.
That lag time is the killer of learning. In that old model, the feedback loop is so slow. You spend 3 days thinking you did it right, basically cementing the wrong method in your brain.
And then the red X just feels like a punishment, not actual help.
Precisely. With AI, a student makes a mistake, gets a nudge, corrects it in real time, and reinforces the correct way of thinking immediately. It turns failure into a learning moment instantly instead of a shame moment 3 days later.
Okay, so if the AI is this all-seeing, all-knowing super tutor that gives instant feedback and tracks my logic better than a human can, I have to ask the uncomfortable question, the one the headlines are screaming about.
Go for it.
Why do we need the humans? I mean, if I'm a school board member looking at the budget and I see these stats, 93% accuracy with the software, why am I paying salaries and benefits and pensions for teachers? Why not just buy the license and put a security guard in the room?
That is the question that the teachers versus AI narrative wants us to ask. But this is where the source really pivots to what they call the secret sauce, you know, the irreplaceable human element. Because teaching isn't just about data transmission. If it were, we could have just sent everyone home with textbooks 50 years ago and called it a day.
Right. So what is it that the AI absolutely cannot do?
Emotional intelligence. The source calls it reading the room.
Okay, let's unpack that. What does that actually look like?
Well, an AI sees data points. It sees a wrong answer, a long pause before typing, a score drop. That's it. A teacher sees a slumped posture. They see a look of frustration versus a look of confusion. They see the excitement in a student's eyes. A teacher can adjust their approach on the fly based on human intuition, not just an algorithm.
That makes so much sense. The AI might think student X is struggling with fractions. But the teacher looks at student X and realizes something else is going on.
Exactly. The source uses the example of context. A teacher might understand that a student's grade dropped not because they suddenly forgot math, but because there are personal circumstances at home. Maybe there's a crisis in the family. Maybe they didn't sleep last night. AI misses that completely. AI just sees a pattern deviation. Teachers see people.
That is a huge difference. An algorithm isn't going to pull you aside after class and ask if you're okay because you look tired.
No, and it can't inspire you either. The source highlights mentorship and role modeling. Algorithms can deliver content efficiently, but they cannot foster intellectual curiosity or social-emotional development. A machine doesn't inspire you to want to be a better person or a more critical thinker. It just corrects your algebra.
That's so true. I never had a piece of software that changed my life, but I definitely had teachers who did. I had teachers who made me want to work harder just because I respected them. And there's the social aspect too, right? School isn't just you sitting in a pod with a screen.
Correct. Facilitating collaboration is a key human skill mentioned. I mean, group discussions, debates, project-based learning, these things require a skilled facilitator to manage the dynamics.
To keep it from just turning into a chaotic argument.
Exactly. To build teamwork, to teach communication skills, to help students navigate conflict. You can't just put five kids in a room with five iPads and expect them to learn how to collaborate or, you know, empathize with a different viewpoint. You need a human guide for that.
So we have the AI, which is the ultimate data processor and tutor.
Mm-hmm.
And the human, who is the ultimate mentor and emotional guide. And this leads us to the real aha moment of the article. It's not about choosing sides. It's about the combination.
It is. The section on the power of combination. They frame it as 1 plus 1 equals 3.
And they have the stats to back that up. This was probably the most surprising number in the whole deep dive for me.
You're referring to the AIPRM report findings.
Yes. Lay that one on us.
They found a 62% increase in test scores for students using these AI-powered instruction systems.
62%. That is massive.
It is. But, and this is the crucial but, the report found that these gains were most significant when the AI was paired with active teacher involvement.
So just throwing the tech at the kids doesn't work nearly as well as the tech plus the teacher.
Exactly. The teacher amplifies the tool. It's like a pilot in a fighter jet. The jet is incredible, but you need the pilot to make the strategic decisions. And what's interesting is that the tool also amplifies the teacher, specifically by improving their quality of life.
This is the part that I think any teachers listening will really appreciate.
Mm.
Because burnout is so real. I mean, the profession is in a crisis of exhaustion. The source says AI reduces planning time by 50 to 70%.
Think about what that frees up. That is hours and hours of administrative drudgery lesson planning, creating different versions of quizzes, grading multiple choice, just gone.
That's the stuff that keeps teachers at school until 7 p.m. or working all weekend.
And that time doesn't just disappear, it gets reinvested. It frees teachers to do what we just established they do best, guide, discuss, and support emotionally. The source mentions that 55% of teachers say AI has given them more interaction time with students, and 69% say it's actually improved their teaching methods.
So instead of spending Sunday night dreading a stack of grading, they're spending Monday morning actually talking to the students about the concepts.
Precisely. It shifts the job description from administrator of grades to facilitator of learning.
Which all sounds like a dream scenario. It sounds perfect. But, and you knew there was a but coming, the source acknowledges it's not all smooth sailing. We have to talk about the friction points, because if it were this perfect, everyone would just be doing it and we wouldn't have these scary headlines.
It is not a perfect transition. There are genuine concerns, and the source is very honest about them. The biggest one is critical thinking.
Yeah, this one worries me too. If the machine gives you the answer, or even guides you too perfectly to the answer, do you lose the ability to struggle through it yourself? Do you lose that grit?
The teachers seem to think so. 70% of teachers worry that AI weakens critical thinking and research skills. If information is too easily retrieved, the muscle of inquiry might just atrophy.
Like using GPS. I used to know how to read a map. I had a sense of direction. Now, if that little blue dot goes away, I am completely lost. I don't know north from south.
That is a perfect analogy. We risk raising a generation of cognitive passengers who just follow the blue dot. And this makes the teacher's role as a critical thinking facilitator more urgent than ever. They have to actively work against the convenience of the AI.
They have to create speed bumps for the brain.
Exactly. They have to design challenges that AI can't easily solve, or, you know, force students to debate the AI's output, proving why the computer might be wrong or biased.
And then there's the connection piece. You mentioned earlier that AI creates time for connection, but the source also threw out a really startling statistic. Over half of students report feeling less connected to their teachers when using AI in class.
It's ironic, isn't it? The technology that is supposed to free up time for connection can also create a barrier.
How does that happen?
Well, picture the classroom. If a student is just staring at a screen for their personalized learning path, getting that great instant feedback we talked about, they aren't looking at the teacher. They aren't looking at their peers. It creates a physical and an attentional distance.
It's the iPad kid phenomenon, but in a classroom setting.
Right. So it's a double-edged sword. You have more time, but the mechanism of delivery pushes you apart, which means teachers have to be very intentional about bridging that gap. You can't just let the screen do all the work. You have to interrupt the screen time with human time.
But do teachers even know how to do that? Because that leads to the next failure point the source identifies. The training void.
This one seems like a classic institutional failure.
It really does. It's like we always buy the gadgets before we read the manual.
Less than half of teachers and students have received any formal training or guidance on AI from their institutions. So we're handing them these incredibly powerful tools that can reshape how the human mind works, and just saying, figure it out.
Here's the keys to the Ferrari. Good luck on the highway. Try not to crash.
Basically. And without training, you get the bad outcomes. You get the isolation. You get the loss of critical thinking. You don't get the teacher-first approach. You just get chaos.
And briefly, they also touched on equity, too.
Yes, the elephant in the room. If these tools are the future of learning and they cost money because Squirrel AI and Carnegie Learning are businesses, then schools without funding get left behind. We risk widening the educational divide significantly if access isn't equal. It creates a data advantage for some and a deficit for others.
So knowing all this, the massive potential, the proven gains, but also these risks of isolation and brain atrophy, what does the future look like? The source outlines what they call a future model for 2026 and beyond.
They call it the teacher-first approach, and the name really says it all. It flips the hierarchy. It's not AI leading the classroom. It's the teacher as the agent of change, with AI as a tool in their utility belt.
So the teacher is the general, and the AI is the specialized weaponry.
In a way, yeah. The source emphasizes that student learning gains correlate more with instructional leadership and support than with the specific AI product being used.
Instructional leadership. That sounds like a management term.
It implies strategy. It means a great teacher with a mediocre AI tool will always beat a mediocre teacher with the best AI tool. The human element is still the variable that determines success.
That is really encouraging to hear. It puts the agency back with the human.
It does, but it also adds a new responsibility. The source mentions ethical guardrails. Teachers now have to teach digital literacy.
Right. Teaching students to actually question the machine.
Exactly. Interpreting AI content, questioning sources. The teacher becomes the filter. They have to teach the students that just because the smart computer said it doesn't mean it's the whole truth. They have to teach skepticism.
Which brings us right back to where we started. That title, Teachers versus AI. The source concludes that this is just a false dichotomy.
Completely false. The future is clearly human plus AI. The evidence shows that neither can do it alone, really. The AI provides the scale and the data. The human provides the context, the empathy, and the mentorship.
So if you're a listener worrying that robots are coming for the teacher's jobs, you can probably relax. But if you are a teacher, your job is definitely changing.
It's changing from imparting knowledge to managing the tools that impart knowledge while focusing heavily on the human development of the child.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at the classroom of 2026. It's messy, it's high tech, but at its core, it still seems to rely on that connection between a student and a mentor.
It does. And if I can leave you with one provocative thought to mull over, we've talked about how AI is taking over the delivery of content, the dates, the formulas, the grammar rules, and it's taking over the grading of logic.
Right.
If that continues, does the definition of teaching itself shift entirely? Does it move from the profession of imparting knowledge to solely the profession of coaching humanity? Are we moving toward a world where teachers don't teach subjects at all, but only teach students?
That is a deep thought. A world where the content is automated and the humanity is the only curriculum left.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Thank you all for listening to this deep dive into the future of education. We will catch you on the next one.